the Authentic Health Coaching Show. My name is Tom Korsnals, founder of Authentic Health Coaching. We want to thank you for joining us on the show today. So we have an amazing gift for you with Dr. Korsnals' top 5 nutrition tips. It's the number one guide to taking your health to the next level, and you can get your free copy at AuthenticHealthCoach.com. Now today on the show, we have a guest for you. Dr. Mark Davis is the author of The Millennium Diet, The Practical Guide for Rapid Weight Loss. And it's a very interesting approach to dieting. It's not necessarily something that I agree with personally myself, but it's always great to get different perspectives and see what else is out there, what other people are doing in the weight loss field, because so many people these days need to lose weight, want to lose weight. It's such a huge issue in America. Over 70% of Americans are overweight or obese. So anything we can do to help this issue, I think, is very important. So let's go to the interview with Dr. Mark Davis. Well, Dr. Mark Davis, thanks so much for being with us today on the Authentic Health Coaching Show. Dr. Davis is the author of The Millennium Diet. So why did you write the book?
Well, we had a lot of patients who failed on other kinds of programs, both commercial and doctor-oriented kind of books. So the patients and I reviewed several hundred different diet plans. We synergized the best parts of the diet and we eliminated the worst parts of the diets from other plans, which evolved into what we came to call The Millennium Diet, The Practical Guide for Rapid Weight Loss. It's rapid in the sense that people lose a little more quickly than other kinds of programs. We expect people with 30 pounds or more overweight to lose 4 to 8 pounds the first week through the fifth week, and then about 2 to 4 pounds a week thereafter. And we see that pretty consistently. People under the 30-pound mark usually lose a little bit slower. The diet eliminates a lot of the very heavy kinds of foods. It's a high-protein diet, moderate carb, low-fat, restricted calorie program. This specific type of program used in lab animals extends their lifespans up to 50% or more, and there's a lot of representations of that on the net. People can find that. High protein is the way to go. Apparently, from our understanding, it makes the cells act more efficiently, and a more efficient cell functions better, and perhaps that's the relationship with the longevity issue, but we don't know for sure. There may be other factors that kick in. So humans may be living another 20 or 30 years. This is not science fiction. This is an actual fact. There are over 80,000 people now over 100 years of age in this country. Hopefully that'll go to 800,000 in the next 20 to 30 years, because diet, we're learning more every day about what to do, what not to eat, and so forth. The Millennium Diet goes into things like, we're very careful about fast foods. We have nothing against fast food restaurants. They have good selections and bad selections, but it teaches people to make choices. Unfortunately, people don't make the right choices. The book itself helps you make those choices, and that's why the book has become popular, almost viral in a sense. The diet is about 1,200 to 1,400 calories, about 40 grams of protein, maybe a little more, a little less. It depends on how you approach it. And the good thing about the diet is you can go into any store in the country, buy the foods, not prepackaged. You don't have to go to commercial outlets. We're not competing with Jenny Craig or Weight Watchers or anybody else. It's a unique diet to itself, and it works. And it's very cheap. You can probably download it on your Kindle for $3 or $4 if you'd like, or you can get it from any store. You can order it in the country or even in the world. We have people using it on 4 continents now, and which is very surprising how it got there. We don't know. We're still trying to figure out how it got overseas. But nevertheless, the net probably has a lot to do with that. We're very careful with the foods. Most foods, such as fried food, are eliminated. We're not teetotalers. We don't want people to exclude their alcohol totally, but alcohol is useless calories, so we prefer they don't use alcohol as much. Rice, potatoes, we can keep those to a minimum. Better brown rice, better to eliminate potatoes, even just for the short run. Pasta's on there for 1/2 cup dry weight. Get rid of juices. They're full of sugar. We go to skim 1% from milk. Light cereals. Eggs are on there, but egg beaters are better. Chicken, turkey, lean ham, lean roast beef, and fish are good protein sources for people. Lots of vegetables and fruits are on the diet as well. So the Millennium Diet, in a sense, reconfigures what you've been eating and allows you to choose amongst a lot of foods that don't fit into the program, and it can be used for most lifestyles at all. It competes very well against the celebrity diet doctor diets. I'm not going to mention celebrity names on here. They know who they are. But a lot of their diets are not based on fact, they're based on fantasy. One specific celebrity doctor I'm thinking about, who's been deified by the media, has a new diet every other week. You see that on the cover of different ladies' magazines. So this is one diet solidified. It helps people drop high cholesterol, becomes normal in many cases. Blood sugar is normalized, triglycerides, which is another fatty acid, that is also normalized. So bottom line, the diet's healthy, economical, it's efficient to use, has easy access to foods. The book could be gotten anywhere. Amazon's probably the best place to get it, to you the quickest. A lot of stores run out, and so we recommend they go there because they get a better price of the book, too.
Gotcha. And so on the diet, you talked about 1,200 to 1,400 calories a day. Isn't it kind of dangerous to consume
few
calories?
No, people have gotten into trouble eating, overeating massively amounts, 2, 3, even 4 times what the body requires. We want to lose weight. If you want to maintain your weight, you go well above 1,400 calories. If you want to lose weight on this specific diet, it's very careful in terms of protein, carbohydrates, and fats, and how much on there. A very dangerous diet would go below 1,000 calories, which is a very good point you just made. So people have to be very careful. If they start skipping meals, don't skip meals on this diet. So you have to eat 3 meals a day. There's a snack in there as well, and you will lose weight with it. So try not to go too low on the calories. Now, that's a very good question and another frame of reference. If you don't eat enough foods, your body will close down on itself, basically won't allow you to lose as fast. So that's another reason to eat 3 meals a day. And the first meal is probably the most important. It kickstarts the body to help lose weight.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah, you've got to eat breakfast to kickstart your metabolism, right?
Correct. That's absolutely right. Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Gotcha. And so you talk about high protein in the diet. Why is that important?
Well, protein functions. Protein, as you know, also provides calories to the body, and the body can transmute proteins into other substances like glucose, sugars, or fat. So protein allows the cells to act more efficiently. And if you overload the cell with too much sugar, carbohydrates, as we know them, the cells don't act as efficiently. So your weight loss is diminished. So we reverse it. A protein-based diet, which are mostly the 2012 diets, they help people lose weight a lot quicker. And they're very safe. There's no... I think people think high protein in terms of that's all they're eating is protein, which is not true. It has a higher content of protein. That would be a better way to put it. Some people may have liver disease, they may have heart disease, they may have kidney disease, and a super high protein diet obviously is not good for them at all as well. But again, too much sugars keep people fat. And that's we know that this is a fact. The morgues and the hospitals, unfortunately, are fraught with people who overeat. Obesity is rampant in this country. Over 150 million people are obese and they're overweight. There was an article in the Journal of American Medical Association approximately 2 months ago saying that 90% of children between 2 and 19 years of age are overweight and they're obese, and the 35.7% of the rest of the population is so. We have a lot of trouble here. We know what's causing it. There's not much to do with genetics. It's just the intake of the foods that we're taking.
Right, exactly. It's not the DNA that people have. It's what we do to our DNA.
Correct. I never heard that said like that before. That was very insightful. That's very, very correct, yes.
Absolutely.
And for sure. And I would think people should get with it because they'd rather be taking drugs and altering their diet. That's up to them. But we could change a lot of what's going on in this country. People who live a lot longer, a lot happier lives, and a lot more meaningful lives.
Awesome. So what you're saying is if we eat the right foods, we can actually avoid a lot of the medication that people are taking.
Yes, the United States Health Bill, which is the largest per capita health bill in the world as far as I understand it, will be reduced significantly if people will drop their weight because obesity extends into diabetes, which is an industry in and of itself, which is tens of billions of dollars expended every year just on diabetes, hypertension, heart disease. Some of these things are not even known in many countries. And here, it's just rampant. All we know is the food. And no one source is to blame. Sugar is embedded into canned food, into pastries, to everything you can think of. Even crab cakes. Maryland is known for their crab cakes. Some of them make as a crab cakes. You put sugar and flour in. So, you see people coming out of restaurants, and I don't mean to be facetious or mean. They're waddling out of the restaurants. They've eaten two or three times what their bodies need, even more. And what is the result? They run to the doctor for a cholesterol pill. They run to the doctor for a high blood pressure pill. They have a heart problem. They have a heart murmur. All this stuff is being generated by a lot of the things that we eat. And we know there's overdoses of caffeine, nicotine. The morning diet goes through this. I won't bore people. Most people know it.
Right. And so, I mean, one of the problems a lot of people have with diets is that they, especially when it's a lower calorie diet like this, you know, how do I stop eating so much food?
Well, first of all, you have to, one of the first premises in dieting is you want to have to do it. And if you haven't reached that point, you're not going to do it. So once you figure either your pants or your clothes are too tight, or you're having a health problem, and you know you're up against the wall, then you have that consideration. We have the psychology of obesity chapter in here, which goes through that. You have to want to lose weight. Next, you need a plan that works. And most plans don't. This one does. And it's been proven time and time again. There's tremendous amounts of good PR about the book online. But everybody in the medical profession, outside the profession as well. So that's the next thing you need. You have to want to do it. Third, you have to pick out the correct foods, which the book will help you do. And people like ourselves, listen to people who have done this before, who have had the accumulated wisdom and knowledge, or have had the privilege of working with people that are heavy, to learn what not to do, and we teach you what to do in these kind of sessions like this radio show today.
Gotcha. Can you share with us some of the stories of patients you've worked with or people who have used your diet?
Well, we have some interesting stories. We have a lady who was almost 300 pounds who all OBGYN told her she will never lose much weight because her mindset was there and she would never have a child. We put her on the diet. Now, she was on the diet for about 9 months. She lost about 80 to 90 pounds. It was a big fight to get her down that far. It was back and forth, back and forth. We had her in here weekly every other week. We weren't charging her for weekly visits, none of that kind of stuff. And we would just wanted to help her. By the time she got down to 230, she was pregnant. And then we lost to the follow-up to her doctor, which was about 210. Her doctor couldn't believe that she had conceived a child. And the reason is, doctors should have known this, that obese cells put out estrogen, and there may have been an elevated estrogen block to accept the embryo into the uterus. So the weight itself generates hormones, which may have been blocking the pregnancy, literally. And it's a great story. We have a police officer who came in at 317 pounds, appeared to be in congestive heart failure. We had him checked out, made sure he wasn't, and then we went him on a diet. In 7 weeks, he was down to 267 on the Millennium diet. To get him in here, he's a tough guy. We had to weigh him once a week minimum. He had to come into there. That was the deal with him. So we had another guy with 450 pounds. We got him to 375. The interesting thing about him, he didn't want to lose any more weight. He was happy losing 75 pounds. And that was very, most people want to lose weight. We've had a lot of people in the 300, 400 pound range. Most people come here not that heavy. They come in here have 30, 40, 50 pounds of weight loss. We had a woman in here who was a model, and after post-pregnancy, she had gained like 70, 80 pounds. And that was a tough case. We had to come in frequently, and she lost a lot of weight. I believe she lost about 65 or 70 pounds. She was very grateful, but not because of me, because of the people that had the input into this program. They had used it and tested it, and it worked for them, it worked for her. We had a number of unnamed celebrities use the book. They claim they're not, but apparently they made references, certain references online that we saw, which led us to believe that they're using the diet, and they lost a lot of weight. So the book has been through so many printings. Sometimes the words, if you pick up the book, you may see misprinting of a word or two here and there, so we beg your forgiveness if you pick up the word. I think the word innuendo was done with three N's. So, nothing I can do about that. I mean, there's too many printers have had it, and they typeset it wrong, but the diet's intact, and the book is as it reads, is perfectly normal. A couple of errors. I understand some of the Harry Potter books had some typos, too.
Right.
Gotcha. Well, Mark Davis.
I'm up there with the best of them, I guess, in terms of errors.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing with us today, Dr. Davis, and we really appreciate your feedback and your input on this. I know it's such a huge issue for people today, you know, how to lose weight, and thanks for sharing everything you shared.
I really appreciate you having me on, and hopefully in the future we can do it again sometime.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hey there, it's Tom Korsnoles again. Hope you enjoyed the show today with Dr. Mark Davis on the Millennium Diet. We'd love to hear what you thought of the show today, so please check us out on iTunes, The Authentic Health Coaching Show, and give us a review on the show. We'd love to hear what you think, what your thoughts are, and anything we can do to help improve the show, we'd love to do for you. So make it an incredible day, and come join us at AuthenticHealthCoach.com. Take care.